We are on Daf Ches Amid Aleph. Now, in order to appreciate the Shaila of the Gemara, I think it would be preferable to just learn one shtickel of the Gemara further, let us start three lines from the bottom, just to understand one nekudah of Kibush Yochid, and then we'll go back to the beginning of the Gemara. Three lines on the bottom, it says, U'bishloisha la'eretz Yisrael, which means there are three halachas, Surya is doimetz eretz Yisrael. Halacha number one, Chayeves b'maisa u'bishviyis ke'eretz Yisrael. And it's chayu b'maisa b'shviyis ke'eretz Yisrael. And let's just turn over the page, just to understand this halacha. Chayeves b'maisa b'shviyis ke'eretz Yisrael. Kesava kibush yochid shmei kibush. Surya was a kibush yochid. And the Tana holds kibush yochid shmei kibush. Now exactly what does this mean? So let us see Rashi. Rashi says kibush yochid. The David was kibush Surya. Shleihoyu kol Yisrael biyachat. Ganz klar Yisrael was not together to conquer Surya. Kederech shahoyu bekibush Yeshua. Shoyukula, there it was a kibush of ganz klar Yisrael. Vekivshuha letzorech kol Yisrael. And it was a kibush from klar Yisrael letzorech klar Yisrael. Koidem chalukah. That means after the chalukah, each shevet got chalukim. But the kibush was for klar Yisrael, kaidem chalukah, so as a kibush al yedei klar Yisrael, letzerech klar Yisrael. Avol David leikava shelo letzerechoi. The kibush was lehoye kol Yisrael biyachad. Number one, the oifen kibush was not a kibush of ganz klar Yisrael, and number two, it wasn't letzerech klar Yisrael; it was letzerech atzma. That is the Taich Kibush Yochid. Kibush Yochid, let us see the bottom Taisvis. Perish Bekunteris, Shloi Hoyu Le Shem Kol Yisrael, Le Shom Kol Yisrael. Perhaps that's these two in Yonam that Rashi mentioned, that Ganz Klal Yisrael was basic in the Kibush, it was Le Tzorech Klal Yisrael. See, Le Shom, Le Shem. Maybe the Lasham would be better than. So that's the Taich of Kibush Yochid. Avol b'sefri meforish tamache, b'soif parshis v'hoya eket, the mashme lefish lehoisa adayin kol eretz Yisrael kvusha. There's a different chesaron of kibush Surya. Kol eretz Yisrael was not kovush. Kediyom ahosam, the Sefri says, there was a taina on David. Somach lepalture shaloch loy heirashta. Near your palace, you didn't chase them away. Perish yevusi, shei somach lirishalayim. That means first you have to take care of Eretz Yisrael, not to conquer new lands. The Taisus Harosh brings down a loshen. Shaloi tehei Eretz Yisrael temeya begilulim vatam choizrim mechapshin chutz loretz. That means the first there was a chiv to be mesaken Eretz Yisrael, not to go in for new makaymes. Avol acher shekol Eretz Yisrael kavshua, but after when they conquered kol Eretz Yisrael, Dorish Hosam, Midrsiv Kol Mokim, Ashab Tidrech Kaf Raglechem, שכל מה שהיו כובשים בחוץ לארץ היה קודש ואפילו יוחד. But later, if they'll be kovish, after it's just always taken care of, that's not called kibush yochid. That's a geherge kibush. No, the taine on David, and the reason why Surya is not called, is a debatable kibush, is because the kibush of Surya was done before the kibush of Eretz Yisrael was taken care of. Emerson, according to Tosfos, we have to understand the lashon of kibush yochid. The criteria, according to Rashi, is very good. It's a kibush that's nas al yedei yechidim, letzeirich yechidim. According to Tosfos, according to the Sefri, that's not the criteria. The criteria was done too early. So why is it called kibush yochid? So the Maram Shif asked this kasha. The Maram Shif zeichens zu Aramban in Soy Parsha Sekev. Just like to say over the Loshon Aramban. The Pasuk says, Kol hamokim asher tidroich kaf raglechem boy lochem yiyeh. Wherever you go, it's yours. Then it says further, min hamidbor v'alavonoi min hanohor nahar pros. Bad hayom ha'achrein yegevulchem, v'yishatzavish pefneichem, pachtechem ameirachem, yitinesham lakechem apneichol ha'oretz, v'shatibruchu bo kashadibo lochem. That is the last two psukim in Ekev. So the Ramban says as follows. Hinei heim shtei haftoches. The Rabbeinu Shalom is maftich klal Yisro tu inyonim. Kol mokim asher tidrich kaf raglechem, kol mokim asher yirtzu lichboish, wherever you want to conquer, be'eretz Shinar, be'eretz Asher, v'zelosom, yiyesh alohem, will be yours. Va'amitzves kulen noyhages behen, ki akel eretz Yisrael, where any mokim klal Yisrael will conquer, gets a din of kedushas haaretz. ומן המדבר והלבונן ועד היום האחים יהיה גבולכם שאתם חייבים לכבשוי. Your gvul that you're מחויב to be kovish, that's Eretz Yisrael. ולעבד משום העמים כמו שאום הקם, וירישתם גדויים גדולים ועצומים מכם. ולעקר עבד אזורים משם שר, כמו שיסקל למיילו. והבטיח כלא ישעת סביש בפניכם, Bein be'eretz ha'nizkeres, say in Eretz Yisrael, bein b'chom bokim asher tidrich kaf raglechem boy, in all other places also. U'mikan yotze l'rabbeiseinu ha'machloikis b'Surya, shekoyren oisei kibush yoche. Now this is the makor of the machloikis. V'atam, ki David kovash oiso b'rtzoin nafshoy. David did it on his own accord, שלוי שאל בורם בתומם בלינים לך בסנהדרין כי הו יחייב להויריש כל שיבס הגויים בתחיל. It was מחויב to get rid of the שיבס אומס. ואחרי כן, אם ירצה ילך אל ארץ אחרס, then he can go wherever he wants, כאשר הבטיח השם בכאן. ומפני שלא ינסה עקיבי שהו במצווס התוירה, it wasn't done properly, it wasn't the proper thing to do, אמרו מקצועסום, לא ישמי כיבוש, ודינוי במצווס, כדין חוץ לארץ. ומקצועסום יאמרו, דשמי כיבוש, כאפה בישלוי נעשה כסדה, כיוון שאולך שם וכבשה, נסקיים בו לכם יהיה בארץ ישראלי. But על קופונים, the Ramban says, that David did it ברצוי נפשוי, on his own accord. So that's what the Maram Shiv means to say, Kibush Yochid means a kibush hanasa al das yochid. That means this wasn't the das of the Sanhedrin. This wasn't the proper thing. It was done in the wrong time. So kibush das al das yochid, not al das Sanhedrin. So that's a shailat shmei kibush or loy shmei kibush. One more thing I'd like to mention before we'll go back into the sugya. There's a Meiridike Ha'ore that Rav Chaim is Meire, we have a klal, Kedusha Rishoyne is Kitsha Lishato Vulei Kitsha Losed Lovay. The Kedushas Eretz Yisrael that Yeshua acquired to that he was Kovish Eretz Yisrael, when they went in Golas, that Kedusha became Bot. The Kedusha Shniye, the Kedusha of Ezra, the Eilei Bovel, that Kedusha remains. So Chazal are talking now about Tzuria. We're speaking about Bizman Chazal. If it's Chayiv B'Maisa, we'll have about Avodim. So Rav Chaim asks Amoyer de Kekashe. He asks like this. The Kibush of David, that was a Kibush Rishon, and that was the first Kibush. And that Kibush, the Kedusha became bottle. If Chazal tell us that Surya is a dinus chayba maisis hakochoch, this is outs that the Oilei Bovel, they were kovish it again. Now, the kivush of Oilei Bovel was lechayre, this was lechayre this was a specialist, according to Rashi, was done for himself. It was done, there was no for himself. The kibush of Eilei Bovel was for Klal Yisrael. They were kovish it. Maybe Rav Chaim says we could say the Eilei Bovel were not kovish ganz Eretz Yisrael. So could be the same taina there was on David, was on the Eilei Bovel also. Why when you first kovish Eretz Yisrael and then go to Surya? Why did you go to Surya? Surya is, so could be, I mean, because the Eilei Bovel were not kovish, everything that Yeshua was kovish. So it could be there was a tain on them also. But Lamaise, Rav Chaim says, a kvaldike yesod. He is a raif from a Yerushalmi. In the Kitzer, Rav Chaim says as follows. The first oifen that Eretz Yisrael was niskadish was through kibush. That was the Kibush Rishon. It was conquered. It was conquered through Klal Yisrael. And that brought about the Kedusha. Therefore, when they went in Golas, so it was, that's the opposite of being conquered. They were thrown out of Eretz Yisrael. So the Kedusha that came about through Kibush became Botel. It's Kebay Lekach Poltai. That means the Kedusha came about so that they were kovish the umis and they were kovish Eretz Yisrael, and that they were chased out from Eretz Yisrael, so that kedusha became bottle. The second kedusha, he brings a Yerushalmi, was not through kibush. They were under the umis ha'ilam. They had reshus to go there. The second oifin kedusha was chazoke. They were conquering the land, but they were machzik in the land. And the kedusha aboy the chazaka remains. They were machzik in the land, not for kibush, but bekitzer he is mavaya like this, that the whole kibush of chazaka is only if there was first a kibush al yedei Yeshua, or there was a kibush of force, so then there's a loche that the kedusha will return with chazoke. But he brings this adroshe, there's a first kibush and a second kibush. The first kibush is through kibush mulchame, and the second kibush is through chazoke. But the second it's only called a second kibush if there was a first kibush. Then the second one is through chazoke. So Memele, he says, so if the first kibush of David does not have a Torah's kibush, because kibush yochid loishmei kibush, whatever pshat is, so Memele, the second time they didn't make kibush, they only made chazoke the second time. So chazoke cannot originate a new kedusha. Chazoke can only bring back the kedusha which came about through kibush. So if kibush yochid loishmei kibush, so then So Suyin never became this Kaddish, so they would need Kibush again. There was no Kibush, it was only Chazaka. That's how Reb Chaim says. Okay, now let us go to the beginning of the sugya. We know a little bit, Al Koponim, what the Shaila of Suyin is. Now let us start from the beginning of the sugya. We had in the Mishnah that first we had that Aku Kitzof, Aku Me'aku Letzofim, Aku Kitzofim. That was a member of Rabbi Yehuda that Aku has a din of Tzofim of Medina Sayyam. Aku has a din of Eretz Yisrael for Gittin. Boy minei me Rabbi Chiya barabe, hamoicha avdei lesuye. What if a person sells his eved lesuye? Kemoicha b'chutz loretz domi oiloi. Is it considered kemoicha b'chutz loretz? Or not? In Lachaira, we had Taisvus on that base, we'll perhaps a little elaborate more. Taisvus explains because the shaila was because kibush yochet shmei kibush. It has kedusha sa'oretz. So what is the din? That was the shaila that was asked from Rab Chiya Barabe. If a person sells an eved to suya, is the kemoicha b'chutz loretz domi eloi. Amalu tenisua. We learned Rab Meiroi ma'aku keretz Yisrael legitin. And the Mishnah says aku keretz Yisrael legitin. Legitin en la'avodim loy. That aku does not have a din Eretz Yisrael, only legabi gitin, legabi avodim na. V'chol shkein Surya, the melchi ketuve, Surya is further north. So, zicher, it doesn't have a din of Eretz Yisrael, legabi avodim. Now let us see Rashi. Surya hi aram tzoiva, v'kivsha David, v'yisifa al Eretz Yisrael. He added this on to Eretz Yisrael. It's an extension to Eretz Yisrael. Kaboicha b'chutz l'oretz. Snan l'kamon amoicha avdei l'chutz l'oretz yotza l'cheirus. If a person sells an eved to chutz l'oretz yotza l'cheirus, the kansinu l'lokeich, we cancel the l'lokeich, that means even though he purchased it, we cancel him that the mekach is in chal and you don't have an eved, it becomes a ben chayrim. Mishum de eved shayich b'mitzvahs v'osa lotzeis me'eretz l'chutz l'oretz. An eved is shayich b'mitzvahs and so since he's shayich b'mitzvahs, one is not permitted to leave Eretz Yisrael and go to chutz l'oretz. L'davoini, I don't understand the lashon of Rashi because we're going to learn later in the next paraisa. There are three. First of all, Surya has the din of Eretz Yisrael. Kibush yochet shmei kibush. It's chayav b'maisres. And the Gemara says later, gevaldik echidish, that you're permitted to buy a soda from Surya in Shabbos. Gemara says that you tell a goy to write the shtar. If the moicher is holding by going away, so you tell a goy to write the shtar. Al Yishev Eretz Yisrael. So, Rashi says, what's the title? Yishev Eretz Yisrael. Legarish oide kechovim v'leishev Yisrael bo. So there's a mitzvah to purchase a field in Surya, and because of this, Amir al-Akum is mutter, v'matar ha-shvus of Amir al-Akum to do this in Shabbos, al Yishev Eretz Yisrael. Legarish, to be megarish the goyim, and Yishev Yisrael. So there's a mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. So it's so difficult for me to understand. So we're clearing a shaila that if a person sells an eved to Surya, did they cancel? So the Rash explains the whole reason why the knas was mishum David shaych b'mitzvahs. V'osel lotzis me'aretz l'chutz l'oretz. This is a zikr doesn't apply by Surya. There's a mitzvah Yishev Eretz Yisrael in Surya. So by him the iser is also lotzis me'aretz l'chutz l'oretz. I don't understand. Taisvis that Beis, we'll see, he has another Mahalach, which is very Gishmak. We'll see, we'll mention this soon. About Kaponim, the way Rashi says, it's difficult to understand. But let's go a little further. Suya litzvayne shalaretz Yisrael laholon miyaku, legitin ein, mishum debekiyin lishma, ishchichi lakaimoi, lavodim loi, the lav me'eretz Yisraeli. This is speaking about Aku. And he's bringing a raya from the Mishnah. Rameyer said that Aku ke'eretz Yisrael legitin. Forgotten it's Eretz Yisrael. Why is it forgotten Eretz Yisrael? Because the Bokeh Lishmo, Shchichi Lekaima, Ebo Lavodim, Loi, the Lav Meretz Yisrael, because Aku is Chutz Loretz. So therefore, so Amoyche Avdei La'aku is Kamoyche L'Chutz Loretz. So Taisvis on that base is Amoyche Dikekashe, on this Gemara. Taisvis on that base is as follows. Now on the Gemara will appreciate the Kashe. So Taisus asked as follows. So what's the Tushkel to Akko? Akko is Chutz Loretz. So Rameyah said, no, even though the Boki, Lishmo, and Eidem, and Tzim, Lekaim, that's the Gabi Gittin, but it's Chutz Loretz. So Amoyche Avdoi La'akku is Akko Keretz Yisrael Legittin, but the Gabi, Amoyche Avdoi La'akku is Chutz Loretz. That's very, very good. But how could you prove from this that a moichel is suya? Suya is Eretz Yisrael. Suya is kibush yachid shmei kibush. So how can you prove suya from Akko? Marach ketuve. This amirdike kashe. And this kashe, the Ri, because of this kashe, said as follows. The Ri said that the Akko of our Mishnah is not speaking about the Akku that is Chutz Loretz, we're speaking about the Akku that's in Eretz Yisrael. And even though it's Mamish Eretz Yisrael, but you have to say Bafani Nichta, Bafani Nechta, because they were Rochik Me'iker HaYishuv. Akku was the center of Yiddishkeit, of Torah, was far away from Akku, so they had nothing to do with Lashmon, Eidem, Mitzvim, Lekaim, they were far from the Iker HaYishuv, who was a more Amaratzish settlement over there. So Akku is a din already, since the Rochik Pulika Yishuv, so Akku is a din of Chutz Loretz, even though it's Mamish Eretz Yisrael, Lagabi Gittin. And also Lagabi Yavodim. Umufli Gwena Yishuv Yeshivus about Edinim. Afogav da Akku, who atzmei Beretz Yisrael. So Memele, so Surya, which is Rochik Tuve, it's Zicha Rochik from the Ika Yishuv, but Zicha doesn't have what the Ika Yishuv possessed. So Adi Gevissar has a din of Chutz Loretz, Lagabi Avodim. He says, because we're proving Richuk from Dika Yishuv makes it a din Chutz Loretz. For Lamamish Eretz Yisrael, Kolshkein Surya, which is Kibush Yochid. That Shitas Hari. The Shita of the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam learns that we're only speaking about the Akku of Chutz Loretz, not the Akku of Eretz Yisrael. And Rashi also learns the same thing. Labodim Lei Delav Meretz Yisrael. So now we have to understand Rashi Shita. We have to understand Rashi Shita that, so what's the comparison of Surya to Akku? Akku is Chutz Loretz and Surya is Kibush Yochid. So there's a Rabbeinu Karkash and Avbeis that says a teretz. He says that the Akku of Chutz Loretz was also, they were also kaivish, the Akku of Chutz Loretz. So the Akku of Chutz Loretz was equivalent to Surya. Now it was closer than Surya. But it was also, it was Chutz Loretz and they were kaivish it. And the Chelek Akku of the Loshen, forget, the Chelek Akku show you b'chutz Loretz or you kivish yochid. שלוי הוילם ליכבש אקו עד שיכבשו כל ארץ ישראל. This was the second time around, like the Abchaim had wanted to say. וכיוון שכובשו אקו תחילה אין דין אלו ככיבש יוחד. That's what the Rabbein Karkash says. So now we can understand the Gemara a little better. So now, Aku and Surya are equivalent. Both were at the Chutzlots, the Aku, and both were Kivush Yochid. And so if Aku is a din of Chutzlots, Lagabi Abodim, about the Gibis, Surya. Let us see Taisvitz. Amoicha Avdil Surya Mahu, Ein Leima, the Beget Pshitulahu. Now, Taisvitz has a problem. The shoyl he cleared a shayla by Evet. Amoicha avdei lesuriyah mau. And what's with get? So Taisa says, ain leimed the beget pshitulu dava kechutzlots. That he'll get the zicha chutzlots. Kedesanya besomach. We see later the Braisa says that get is like chutzlots. Ube Evet mi boilu. So that means that he held that it is, that avodim, that Lagabi Yavodim, it could still be called Eretz Yisrael, even though Lagabi Get, it's not called Eretz Yisrael. Timkein, Havisvarosam, Ivcha, Bimad, Pshitalel, Rabchia Barabe. Rabchia Barabe said, Pumfakel. He said, Akko is Eretz Yisrael, Legitten, and not Lavodim. So it seems from Rabchia Barabe, that Gitten are, Lagabi Eretz Yisrael, Gringer than Avodim. And the Shoyal, Pumfakel, that gitten zicher chutz loretz and avodim I have a shayla, so that can't be. So Taisus leaves us in hanging in the middle. So what's pshat? So the Taisus a rosh feels eyes. No, the shayil held fakert. The shayil held that surya is zicher eretz yisroel legitten, and maybe who had in avodim or maybe not. Maybe Avodim is worse than Gittin. Maybe Avodim is equivalent to Gittin. Gittin, so easy as it in the Eretz Yisrael. Maybe Avodim is worse, maybe it's equal. So what did Rabchia Barabe answer him? So he told them, there's an extra word in the Mishnah. The whole Mishnah is speaking about Gittin. So why did Rav Meir have to say, Aku Keretz Yisrael Gittin? We're talking about Gittin. So Akochach Rav Meir wanted to tell us, the Gittin ain't lavodim loy. He wants to tell us that avodim are worse than Gittin. That's what he came to tell us. I mean, you speaking Mismore, maybe avodim are equivalent to Gittin, maybe they're not equivalent. Rab Meir told us that avodim are worse than Gittin. That's why it says the next word in the Mishnah Gittin. Bishloisha drachim shav sasuye nokat shloisha loshen zocha afagav the suye loshen nekeve. Shem the Eved veget habalosh and zocher, so the drachim is through Eved and get, so that's why he says alosh and zocher. Now let's start the sugya. Tana rabbonim, b'shloisha drachim shav sasuya l'aretz Yisrael, u'b'shloisha l'chutz l'aretz. Afra tomei kechutz l'aretz. The offer is tomei like chutz l'aretz. Ba'moicha, that means afa chutz l'aretz is tomei, is afra tomei. Bamevi get misuriye, ke mevi michutzlot. Here the Baraisa says that Suriye is a din chutzlot, gabi get also. So we have over here, afrotome, amoich avdi lesuriye, ke moiche bechutzlot. Bamevi get misuriye, ke mevi michutzlot. So all these three things that is a din of chutzlot. And three things, suya similar to Eretz Yisrael. Chayevus b'maiser b'shviyus, Keretz Yisrael. V'roitzer likonis lo betara nichnas. If a person wants to enter suya betara, you can enter it betara. We'll see later what this means. V'koine sode b'suya, a person purchased a sode b'suya, Kekoine befravari Yerushalayim. Fravari is a territory that is ruled by a duke. Exactly why we have this marshal is a little unclear, but al kaponim, the person purchases a field in Surya is like Kekoine befravari Yerushalayim. So these three things, it's like Yerushalayim. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Afra Tome, Shegozru Aleo. They were Geyser and the author of Surya. Ba'afal gav the Svirale Laitan the Kibish Yochit Shmei Kibush. Kediktoni Chayeves Bemeiser. So here's Dinei Eretz Yisrael Gabi Meiser. There's Kedushas Eretz Yisrael Salchai Bemeiser Minatoyre. Falochi Gozru Aleo, but the Gzeire that Chazal were Geyser and Chutz Loretz, that it's Afra Tome, that applies here also. Maybe get Misuria la Eretz Yisrael, maybe Michutz Loretz, Loishchichi, Shai Rosso, so Memeli don't obey the Mitzvim, the Kaim Yisif to say before Nichta. Baraita Likonis lo Betara Nichnas, a person could enter Suya Betara, he won't become Tome. Mashain came Beretz Amim, now this is a little difficult to understand, because just said before Afra Tome. Yeah, Lakami Meforish, Mahi later the Gemara is going to explain how this is done. Kikoine befravari Yerushalayim lekami meforish lo befravuri beafrachayo zutraish pelaz. Okay, and then let's go further. Chayevus b'maisa b'shvis b'lontari keretz yisro k'sova kibish yochit shmei kibish. V'oreitze likonis lo betare nichnas. If a person wants to enter betare nichnas. V'amrit afro tome. So the Gemara says, how could you say, how could you be nichnas betara afra tome? So more answers, b'shei de teiva migdu. It's speaking about that he entered suya b'shei de teiva migdu. So what does Rashi say? B'shei de teiva migdu, v'noisim oiso ba'abir. That means he's being carried in a box. U'mashenkin be'eretz ha'amim. In Eretz Amim, you'll go in a box, you tome. And in Surya, they'll carry you in a box. You're not walking on the ground, you tome. Mashenkin be'Eretz Amim v'Rebbe. It goes according to Rebbe. The Sanya. We learned in Abaraisa, Hanichnas la'Eretz Amim b'Sheida Teva Migdo. A person entered Eretz Amim b'Sheida Teva Migdo, Rebbe Metame. And just to understand the flow of the Gemara, before we see Rashi, Rebbe holds oil zoruk shmei, loy shmei oil. That means as follows, that really, if you have, let's say, if you have, let's speak about a poshita case, you have, let's say, a mace. And there's an oil over the mace. So that we have a klal, an oil is chaitzitz bifnei hatumim. We have a house and there's two floors. There's a mace in the downstairs floor. So on top, the kohen is allowed to enter because the roof of the downstairs floor, unless there's other shailas, but the roof of the downstairs floor is chaitzitz b'fnei ha'tumah. The tumah only goes till the top of the ceiling, and then the floor on top is toil. We have a klal an oil is chaitzitz b'fnei ha'tumah. So now if a person is sitting in the Sheda Teva Migdol. Nothing is sticking out from the Sheda Teva Migdol. And he's being carried over a mace. Let's talk about over a mace. So, L'chayre, he's toyer, because the Sheda Teva Migdol is Chaitzitz Pifnei Atumim. But we have here now a concept, a machlokes of Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, what's the din of a oyel zoruk? An oil that's moving, a moving oil. So there's a sfora oil zoruk loy shmei oil. There's a sfora oil zoruk shmei oil. And we'll see this is a machlokes Rabbi and Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda. So now let's see the beraisa. Hanichnas l'Eretz Amim, a person entered Eretz Amim b'sheida teiva mitzvah. Is Rabbi ne'Eretz Amim is metame? Rabbi metame. So Rabbi says he's tome because it's an oil zoruk, an oil zoruk loish mei oil. Rabbi Yosi be Rabbi Yehuda metaya. Rabbi Yosi be Yehuda holds oil zoruk shmei oil. So memele he wasn't walking on the ground. There's an oil that's chaitzis beinay lebein haoretz. So memele, so he's toya. So the Gemara says, "Afilu Rabbi like a metame ela beretz ha'amim. Afilu Rabbi is only metame beretz ha'amim. The goes al gusha val aviro. They were geyser on the gush and the karke of beretz ha'amim val aviro and the avir. Avil suye al gusha gozu al aviro loy gozu. But suye they only geyser on the gush and not on the avir." Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Rebbe Metame, Kosova oil zorok loishmei oil. An oil that's moving doesn't have a teres oil. Ochi meforish beherevin. Oil ametaltel einoi oil bishas tiltuloi. While it is moving, it doesn't have a shame oil. Hilkach, chatzitze, the komafsik hai oil, the chatzitze that it is being mafsik, beinoi laavir eretz ha'amim, laf chatzitze hi. That's the never teres chatzitze. Vashmiinen haitane, the surye delel, afilu rebi that holds. That an oil is not chayitzitz b'fneiyatum if it's an oil zoru. Tefillah Rebbe leika metame elet be'eretz ha'am. Because there were gozru al aviro. The gozru al gusho in eretz ha'am gozru al gusho. Mago umaso. Let's skip these few words. We'll come back to them in 1 second. Ba'al aviro. Let's go to the next Rashi. And they were goyzer al aviro, she'anichnas laviro tome. That if a person enters the avir of eretz amim, he's tome. Vafilu loinoga v'loihisit es gusha, afilu he didn't touch the gusha oretz. Avul suya al gusha gozru, maga v'heset, avul aviro loigozru, v'hai loinoga v'loihisit. So, the pashtis of alavira, what should we would say? Alavira means that the that's tumas oil. That means the shaila is in eretz ha'amim. There's no tumas oil. But I'm sorry, in eretz ha'amim there is tumas oil. In Surya there's no tumas oil. And that's why Rashi said before, according to Rebbe, why are you tummy? Because oil zoruk loishmei oil. So we're speaking about the oil that is mafsik beinoi laavir eretz ha'amim. Lochera means from underneath them laver eretz ha'amim. Lav chatzitzi. So lochera we're speaking about is there tumes oil am avir eretz ha'amim. That's lochera the shaila. Now, let us go back to the Rashi that we skipped over. The gozru al gusha mago umaso v'loy oil k'goinim eil olof k'neminim beperik beis deholot. So here Rashi says, the gozru al aviro. There's gusha aviro in that oil. So we have to understand what Rashi is saying. L'chayra aviro is oil. Rashi mentioned before, oil zork is not mafsik ben aviro. So there is a Mishnah Lamelech in Perik Yad Aleph, Halacha Aleph, from Hilchas Tumas Meis. The Mishnah Lamelech says, Pshat Narashi Baruch Hashem. He says, and he said, the Rambam also is like this. He says, we always find Hanichnas La'eretz Ha'amim. Hanichnas La'eretz Ha'amim. We find Aviro. Why does it say Tumas Oil? So he said there was one cooler they made in Eretz Ha'amim. The kula was that the halacha is, if let's say you have a mace, and over the mace, I'm not touching the mace, but a finger of mine is mile over the mace. So the din is that I'm tomei. A mashu is mile over mace, I'm tomei. In Eretz Ha'amim, kol zman, it wasn't roishai verubai nichnas boy, you're not tummy. But the tum is tumas oil. But that's why it's called avir eretz ha'amim. That means they didn't call it oil. That's what Rashi wants to explain. If he was mild, he stuck a finger over eretz ha'amim, he won't become tummy. That they want geyser. That he's mild over it. But if it's nichnas, roishi veruba, he finds himself ba'avir eretz ha'amim, But then there's a tumas oil taka. Then there's taka tumas oil if he's nichnas be'eretz ha'amim. And then if you hold oil zorg shmei oil, so it'll help him. If oil zorg loy shmei oil, it won't help. In Suya, they want Geyser Bechlau, only the Gush, only the earth is Tomei. There's no Tumas Oyel. Afilu is Nichnas. So Yochel Likonis Bobetare. But Rashi is saying this whole Chiddush is only according to Rabbi. According to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudi can be looking in the Konis Betare in Eretz Amim also with a Shade of Teva Migdu. That's what Rashi seems to be saying. The Rebbe, Mashenke Beretz Amim, the Rebbe. Let us see Taisus, Beshade of Teva Migdu, Perish Bekuntris, Mashenke Beretz Amim, the Rebbe, the Nire Sheroitzel Laforish. What is Rashi saying? Sheida teva migdol davke. The Gemara, I mean, that's the words of the Gemara. The Gemara says, v'amret afre tome, b'sheida teva migdol. So, the Gemara means, davke sheida teva migdol. Lohochi li motzi luk mi ke Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. So, it can't be going according to Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, dohu metair afila beretz amen. So, this din, this baraisa that says that, Surya ke eretz Yisrael, that Yochel Likonis Bobetarev is only going according to Rabbi, because the way you nichnas betare, according to Rabbi Yisrael, you can be nichnas neretz amim also. Bechinam perish kein, dal kochacho sheida teva umigdol lav davke noket. That sheida teva umigdol is lav davke. Elo mishum de noket bebreise. It's lav davke sheva teva migdol. Elohu adin, v'afilu roicheb al sus. Afilu, a person will be riding on a sus. That means his feet are sticking over the sus. He's mile over Surya. He'll also be toil. Because kiven the sova rebbe, oyel zorek lo ishmei oyel. Since rebbe also oyel zorek lo ishmei oyel, the perish bekuntres, So why are you toir in Suya according to Rabbi? Not because of the oil. No, you are toir according to Rabbi because they want Geyser al Avira only on Magagusha. Vim came ke Rabbi Yosi nami Yosye. Voreitzel ikonis lo betare, heino bekorin. Korin is a wagon that there's an opening underneath that the tumma can go through. Malik ashay the teva migdol. Oy roichev al asus. Mashen ken beretz amim de tome. So Tosfos wants to say that the Gemara does not mean to say bedavke aroitz likonis bo betare is nichnas davke to ashay the teva migdol. Na aroitz likonis betare is nichnas afilu. I fill it with a reich of alasus. Yeah. Vechei mashma loshin tzas to come of a fill a rebbe loy kometame. Mashma kabyesi yosu bepshitis tvei. Umiyu al kocher kabyesi namali yosu metame de masakali bede rebbe. De dav keretz amim shum de gozru al aviro va al gusho. Elo be'eretz ha'amim de'gozru al gusha v'alabira. So the Gemara says, when can you not be nichnas betare only eretz ha'amre? De'gozru al gusha v'alabira. V'hod mi'boy lom b'noza b'pei koyin godu. So we have here enough in the Gemara. The Gemara says as follows, that eretz ha'amim gozru al gusha v'alabira. Surya is al gusha v'alabira re'gozru. V'hod mi'boy lom b'noza b'pei koyin godu. Eretz ha'amim mishum gusha gozru aleh or mishum avira gozru. So l'chayre, that gemar is zichena like agma. Agma says klode wa gozru al avira. So Taisu says, ochi pirusha. Mishum gusha, mishum demail al hagushu. Dit chazal aser eretz ha'amim because he's mal al hagush. Vasu chachomim kemahil al hameis. So if a person is mahil al agush, it's just like he's agush afar eretz Yisroel, afar eretz amim. So it's just like he's mahil al hameis. And therefore, v'yochel ikonei shom b'sheida teva migdol, according to Rabbi Yosi b'Yehuda, Or maybe they were geyser, not on avir gusha, not on the avir of the gush, because you're a mile over the gush. No, they were geyser al avir atzmoy. V'layuchal ikonei shom b'shuminyin. And one can't enter Eretz Amin b'shuminyin. That's a shaila in the Gemara in Nozer. The Ritas Loshen Atoises would seem that if you have a sealed Sheida Teiva Migdal, you also wouldn't be able to enter. The Chassam Sefer doesn't seem to say like that when he says Pshat Na Gemara. But Al Kaponim, there was a new Shaila that could be the Iser and Eretz Ha'amim is not only an Avir Gusha, because he's mile over the Gush, no, there's an Isser Afilu on the general Avir. Chassam Sefer says it's speaking about that the Sheita is open Milamailo. From Taisa's Vice Taisa would be Osser Afilu it's closed. But Kaponim, that was the Shaila. Vahoche Bishmaito, so the Gemara says Gusha means Avir Gusha, and Avira means the Avir Afilu. I feel he's not mile over it. Poche bishmaita al gusha haino al maga gusha al avira oy mishum mail al gush. That's one mahalach in the Gemara Nozir. Oy mishum avira mamish. De gozru al gusha va al avira. So the Gemara says that there's a difference between Eretz Amim and Surya. Eretz Amim is gozru al gusha va al avira. Hiksha harav Rab Yaakov de Leinish, the Meseches Oyholeisnan, ve'elu mitamim b'maga u'b'mase, ve'ein mitamim b'oil. It says there are certain things that are mitamim b'maga mase, ve'ein mitamim b'oil. Etzem kisoire, a bone of a mace the size of a soire, it's mitamim b'maga, it's not mitamim b'oil. Ve'eretz ha'amim, and eretz ha'amim. So now we have here a Shrek Lechakashe. It says in Mesechtes Eholois, Eretz Ha'amim is not Metame Ba'oil. And here we say, Gozru Al Gusha Ba'al Avira. They were Gozer. Al Koponim Al Avir Gusha. That's Taisvis Kashe. So we had mentioned before when we learned Rashi that Bemison Rashi is moira this kasha. Rashi says the gozru al gusha mago masa veloy oyel kegoinim heil olav. Rashi also says that eretz ha'amim is not metame boyel. Then Rashi said before that the chatzitza would help or wouldn't help. So we had mentioned the Mishnah Melech. The Mishnah Melech said this kasha that Tosfos had asked Rashi wants to answer. That means Rashi learned the two different things. That's what it says in the Mishnah in Eholos. That Eretz Amim is not metame ba'oil. That means if he'll stick a finger over Eretz Amim, he's not nichnas le'Eretz Amim, so the taket is no tumis oil. The tumis oil only originates if it's nichnas le'Eretz Amim. If he enters Eretz Amim, Roshi v'Rubei, that's how the Mishnah Melech said. And he wonders why Tosfos didn't bring down Rashi. That's the Mishnah Mal Sakash. Rashi said a test. Al Koponim, Tosfos does not bring down Rashi's Teretz. So Tosfos has a problem. V'tiritz. So the Rabbi Yaakov the Leinish answered, the Mairi Ba'ofor, that Mishnah in Eholos, V'eretz Ha'amim, is speaking about Ofor Habo Michutz Loretz Loretz. It's speaking about dirt that came from Chutz Loretz Loretz. Now it's in Eretz Yisrael. V'amahil olov. And a person is mahil over this offer. The loy metame, the mishum aver, atzmoy gozu, the loy mishum mahil al hagush. Now, there's two pshatim in this Tosfos. A marshon, a maram. I'd like to say the maram's pshat. The maram says a beautiful pshat. The maram says that they were only geyser tumes oil the mishum aver atzmai gozo, not on the dirt of Eretz Ha'amim. No, on the avir of Eretz Ha'amim. That means on the avir of Eretz Ha'amim. So if you take this dirt and you bring it to Eretz Yisrael, that's not avir. Zichah, the dirt comes from Eretz Ha'amim. But they were geyser on Eretz Ha'amim, on the land, the country. Aver atzmai gozo. They were only geyser, then the tak the sadik the Eretz Ha'amim, he becomes tomei. Because it's mile over Eretz Ha'amim. But if you take the dirt and bring it, this is not Eretz Ha'amim. So Mamela, that's Lachaira. Blameshum mile al gush. That's how the Maram wants to say Pshat and Taisvis. So Taisvis says, Vein Loshen Eretz Ha'amim Mashmekein. So now Taisvis, Tamir de Kekashe. It says in the Mishnah Neholes, Vein Metamim Bo'oil Eretz Ha'amim. That Eretz Ha'amim is not Metamim Bo'oil. According to you, Vein Ha'apachol, Eretz Ha'amim is Metamim Bo'oil. No, the dirt from Eretz Ha'amim is not Metamim Bo'oil. If you'll take out a lump of dirt and bring it to Eretz Yisrael, that's not Metamim. But so the Loshen in the Mishnah is very misleading. Eretz Ha'amim is Metamim. No, the dirt is not Metamim. So it's bitter. Ach yesh loima da airi kegoin she yesh daf oi gesha. So Taisa says, I'll tell you a pshat in this Mishnah. It's speaking about, we have a daf, a board, that's a, there's the arichev tefach, oi gesha, or a bridge, she roi she echad ba'oretz, v'roi she hasheni b'chutzul'oretz, Umenochim kelim tachas roishoy shebeoretz. And underneath, we have a bridge made out of the floor of the bridge is a, at least a roichev tefach. And the bridge is, there's a chelik of the bridges in Eretz Yisrael. The other chelik is in Surya. And so you have an oil that's being mile, this bridge is an oil that's being mile from Eretz Yisrael to Syria. You have an oil. Umenochim kelim tachas roishoy sheba'oretz. Now, the roishoy sheba'oretz, the chelik of the bridge which is in Eretz Yisrael, you have kelim underneath it. Dein mevi tume aleyem utahirim. So this bridge will not bring tumah on the kelim sheberetz Yisrael. That is pshat that Eretz Ha'amim is not metame be'oyel. Eretz Ha'amim is not metame be'oyel. Now we have to understand what Tosfos is saying. Lulei de Mistafina, I would say Pshat and Toisvis as follows. There's a going in Peri Kimmel, Mishnah Aleph de Yeholis. There's a Rishash in Psochim Davtes. Let's say as follows. The going says that if a person puts his hand over a mace, that is not considered tumas maga. That's not considered tumas oil. That is considered tumas maga. Why is this tumas maga? So the Goyen explains, because the tuma arises from the mace, tuma bekas voile. So the tumas coming up, and I put my hand over the tuma, so the tuma touched me. That's called tumas maga. Now the Goyen says further, but what will be if the mace is in the room, and I'm in the same room, but I'm not, I'm in the same room, there's a common oil over both of us. But I'm not over, I didn't put my hand over the mace. So he says, then the Goyen says, so the maga of the tumas mace was the ceiling. That's, it touched the ceiling, that's it. That what I, that I'm in the other end of the room, that I'm tamei, that's tumas oil. Since I'm in the same oil of a mace, that is a din of tumas oil. That's not tumas maga. That's tumas oil. That's what the Goyen says. The Mishnah Melech wants to say a chiddush that could be the whole chiddush of oil zorik loish may oil is dafk if it's over the mace, but if it's in the oil, the same oil of a mace could be oil zorik will help. Al kaponim, we see from this Mishnah Melech in the Goin that tumis oil is if you're in the same oil with a mace, you're tumay. That's tumis oil. If you're mile over a mace, that's equivalent to tumas magen. So Memele Dachsmir, that's what Taisvis is saying. Taisvis is saying that what it says in the Mishnah in Eiholos, it says in the Mishnah in Eiholos, that Ve'ein mitamim ba'oyel eretz amim yitz meiridik meduyik. If you'll have eretz, you'll be in the same oil with eretz amim. There's no din tume. They only gaze if you a mile over Eretz Amim. If you nichnas l'seich Eretz Amim, if you a mile over the tume, that is kitumas mage. So there they were metame. But if you're the same oil, you're not metame. That's look, Bachstelmeel pshat in the second teretz of Pesach. Inami. Another teretz. If you'll say that the word goes a mile ala gush, so what's pshat in this Mishnah of ein metamim ba'oil? He can look me kerabshim and domatidrei oivet kechavim ein metamim ba'oil. Leichmir al eretz ha'amim yaiser mekivrei oivet kechavim atzmai. Now Tosfos wants to say a third time. It says Abakante Abshimin. Abshimin darshens from the Posek Odom ki yomus ba'oyul. Atem kruyim Odom veim akum kruyim Odom. So the whole tumas oil only applies by a mace Yisrael. By a mace akum, there's no din tumas oil. That's Shitas Abshimin ben Yochai. So Lucheira Taisus wants to say the Mishnah in Eiholos that says it's not Mitama Ba'oyil is going according to Rab Shimon. And according to this third Teretz, this is not the way we said before in the second Teretz, that Mile Alagush is considered like Maga. The Rishash Imsochim Daftesa Madalev wants to say, according to Rab Shimon, if you're Mile over Goyish Emes, that's called Maga. That's what Rishash wants to say. The third Teretz of Taisus, L'chayr HaKocher, is not saying like that. The third Teretz of Taisus is saying that Imael Alagush has a din Tumas oil. And according to Rab Shimon, that Akum is not Metame Ba'oil, so Tumas Eretz Ha'amim isn't more chomer than Tumas Akum. So this Mishnah Neholos is going according to Rab Shimon. And that what we hold, that Avir Gush Eretz Amim is Metame, because we don't hold like Rav Shimon. We hold that Anakum is Metame Boil also. That is the third Teretz of Taisvus. V'oi Teretz Rabbein Etam, a fourth Teretz, the Mishnah Kaidim Shegosru al Avir, okay, the meaning per Kama de Shabbos, the Mikore, Kozru and Higiesh Gushai Vesuloi. The fourth Teretz of Taisvus is that there were different Zmanim of the Gzeira. That means the first Gzeira that they made, and Eretz Amim was only on the Gush Ofer. That's 80 years later, they asked the Avir also. So it could very well be this Mishnah that says that Eretz Amim is not Metama Boil, is speaking about by the first Gzeira. By the first Gzeira, there was only Metama Bemage and not Boil.